Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Leonard Bernstein was born in Massachusetts and grew up in the Boston area. Turns out that Boston was an important place for a lot of American composers.
Let tyrants shake their iron rod, and slavery clear their galling chains.
William Billings was born in Boston in 1746, before there even was a country called the United States of America. Billings was a tanner, a leather worker by profession, but he also taught choral music in the singing schools that sprouted up all over New England. And he was a composer. In addition to writing patriotic songs that were popular during the Revolutionary War, Billings wrote a lot of church music. Speaking of singing schools, the oldest independent music school in the United States is in Boston. The New England Conservatory of Music got its start just after the Civil War. Composer George Chadwick, who was born just before the Civil War, spent nearly half of his life as director of the New England Conservatory. Chadwick was one of a group of composers known as the Second New England School, William Billings and other colonial composers having been the first. Another member of the Second New England School was John Knowles Payne, who taught at Harvard. Payne was the first professor of music in the United States. Since Payne was the first American music professor, it makes sense that he and the other members of the Second New England School all studied in Europe, except one. Arthur Foote got all his training in America. He was awarded the first master's degree in music given in this country. Of course, the university where Foote got his music degree was Harvard, where he studied with Payne. How many jokes do you think Foote and Payne had to put up with because of their names? Another member of the Second New England School, Edward McDowell, became famous all over the world. In this country, Edward McDowell became most famous for the farm he and his wife owned in Peterborough, New Hampshire, northwest of Boston. That farm is now the McDowell Colony, where all kinds of artists, writers, composers, playwrights, painters, can go and work without being interrupted. There was also a woman composer who belonged to the Second New England School. Amy Beach, who signed her work Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, was born in New Hampshire. But when she was little, her family moved to Boston, and that's where her career as a composer and pianist began. Boston also had its share of 20th century composers. Walter Piston was another Harvard professor. He wrote important textbooks as well as music. John Adams is one of the most important American composers alive today. He lives in California now, but he was born in Massachusetts, and he studied in Boston.
Thank you.
John Adams calls that piece Short Ride in a Fast Machine. His explanation for the title is, you know how it is when someone asks you to ride in a terrific sports car and then you wish you hadn't? Maybe you've felt that way after riding a roller coaster. Next month on Classics for Kids, music by a Russian composer. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again next time for more Classics for Kids.